Okay, we're starting with the Mishnah on Yud Amud Aleph. We're going to have some talking cows, talking doors, see interesting things. Amar, okay, let's say a guy stands up and says, Amra parazo, this cow said, Hareini nizira im omedet ani. Okay, the cow says, what's actually happening? The guy says that it's as if the cow is saying, the assumption is you have a cow who's having trouble standing up, and the cow says, I will be a nizira if I can stand up.
We're still talking about four legs, not two, yes? It's not a performing cow.
Four legs, yeah. We're not talking about two. Okay, the point is there's a cow that's struggling, and the guy sees the cow struggling, and he says, it's as if the cow is saying, I will be a nizir if I get up.
Not the first thing.
Omer, not what?
Not the first thing that would come to mind if it's
no,
a cow.
No. We're going to see that not every... this. Disagreement about what exactly this cow is saying and what the connection is to Nizir. Omer, next case. Omer, hadelet hazeh, the door says, Hareini nizira im niftach ani. Okay, the door is stuck. Okay, obviously, right, what's happening here is the guy is struggling with the fact that his parak can't stand up or his door is stuck. And instead of saying, if I can get this door open, I'll be a Nazir, he's saying it as if the door said, if I get opened, then I'll be a Nazir. Okay, that's like the general understanding here. Beit Shammai omrim, Nazir. He meant to take upon himself Nazirut. Ubeit Hillel omrim, eino Nazir. Beit Hillel says he's not a Nazir. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, here comes Rabbi Yehuda again, okay, and the typical Rabbi Yehuda from last Mishnah. Af kishamru beit shamai, lo omrim ela beomer hare parazo alai korban im omedeti. Okay, you have to have the lashon of korban in there in order for beit shamai to say. Now again, there were two ways of understanding, right? There was the typical way of understanding Rabbi Yehuda, which meant that if he says hare alai korban, then you have to bring the para as a korban. Okay, or you have to bring, right? In the para case, it's more clear. In the Delet case, not so clear exactly what he means here, what you're bringing is a korban here. But so the assumption is, then you would be nadur, not nazur, right? Like we saw yesterday, right? You would have to bring a, it would be neder. It wouldn't be nazirut, it would be a neder. But the Rambam explained, no. You have to say the Lashon, the way the Rambam understood the last Mishnah, he would explain the same way this way, which is, if you say, you have to include the word Korban, but the Korban means the Korban of Nazir, meaning you would be a Nazir. Okay, so two ways of understanding Rabbi Yehuda. But the main thing about Rabbi Yehuda, according to either interpretation, is it has to have some mention of a Korban, which reminds us of Nidarim, about the Hatzpasav, Lashon Korban, things like that, although here you have the word Nazir, but the assumption is since you're saying Nazir with something else, there's nothing to do with Nizirut, so it doesn't really work so well. Okay, first obvious question of the Gemara. Para, mi kamishtaya, what, do cows talk? What are we talking about here? So we're going to have two different interpretations of this Mishnah, one by Rami Bar Chama and afterwards by Rava. Ama Rami Bar Chama, hacha b'maya skinam, what's our case here? Kigon shaita para revutza lefanav. Okay, the para couldn't stand up, like I said. Va'amar, kisvura para zo, eina I think we read it right, kisvura, he says, it's as if, okay, para zo eina omedet, as if the cow is thinking like this, right? We're putting words in the mouth of the para. So it's as if the para is saying, Eina omedet, kisvura para zo eina omedet, hareini nazir mibsara im amda. In other words, it seems like this para can't stand up, and I will be a nazir from its meat if it stands up on its own. Okay? So he's adding a few things here, right? He's adding the words mibsara, because now what do we have? If we say hareini nazir mibsara, right? What does it sound like? It must be a vegetarian, right? In other words, it's not nazir. Again, you have the same thing as the last Mishnah, right? I won't eat its meat. I will be a nazir from eating its meat, which again, how do we treat that? And then it goes to machloka beit shammai beit hillel, just like in the last Mishnah. So hareini nazir mibsara imam dam me'aleha. And then ve'amda me'aleha, and then it stood up on its own. Now so he's adding the mibsara, and he's also adding if the cow stands up on its own. In other words, in our Mishnah, it just said imomedeti, if it can stand up. But Rami Bar Chama says it means that the cow is ki'ilu saying, if I can get up on my own, then then I will be a Nazir from its meat. Now, what does it mean? The cow is going to be a Nazir? Meaning other people will become a Nazir from my meat. People won't be able to eat my meat. Okay, so this guy has a cow. The cow is standing there, can't really get up. He says, it's as if the cow is saying, I forbid you to eat from my meat, l'lashon nizi root, right? And as you will be a Nazir from eating my meat, if I can get up on my own. And then it gets up on its own. So by the way, there was a note in the Koran in the halacha section, which was interesting, which said that from here you can learn that what? That if you say something, this kind of lashon of neder, when you take a neder, he didn't really think the cow was going to stand up. He really didn't think the door was going to open, right? He said this statement like, well, if you get open, I'll become a Nazir. Right? How many times do we say things like that, right? You think something's not going to happen, and then you promise that if it happens, I will do this, right? You might think he never really intended to take the nizirut or neder or whatever it is upon himself because he never really thought the door was going to open. He never really thought the cow was going to stand up. So you see la halacha, though, that it does count. In other words, even though you didn't think it was ever going to happen, since you said it, it's accepted. So now, what do we have here? So I'm dami aleha, v'alchu beit shamai l'shitatam, u'beit hilel l'shitatam. Right? Then it goes exactly like the last Mishnah. Beit shamai da'amre mina grogoru mina dveila havi nazir, hachanami ki amar mipsara havi nazir. Why? Because, remember, he says, hareni nazir. Then he says, mibsara, which means I won't eat meat, which has nothing to do with nizirut. So you would think that that's undoing the neder. However, what did we learn? That you can't undo the nizirut, right? Not the neder, the nizirut. You can't undo it because ein she'la behekdesh and ein she'la benizirut. So basically, even though in theory he wants to undo it, he can't. So he's a nazir. And Beit Hillel, omrim lo have nazir, right? And they said, right, lo have nazir, because what do they say? Remember, based on Rabbi Shimon, that he lo hit nadev kederach hamit nadvin. He didn't say it in the general lashon of a nazir, because nazir you would say from yayin, from grapes. He said something else. That's not a typical way. We learn it from Menachot, and there's basically nothing here. So now the Gemara is going to ask the obvious question. If according to Rami Bar Chama, that's how we read this Mishnah, it's basically the same as the previous Mishnah, well then, why do we need both? Okay? V'ha amara Beit Shammai chadazimna. And Beit Shammai already said this before. So amarava tarte tzlat, v'chein tani rabichia tarte tzlat, v'chein amara b'yoshaya tarte tzlat. They're saying sometimes the Mishnah gives two or three examples of something. Okay. In this case, we now have three examples. We have the grogrod and the dvela case, we have the para case, and we have the delet, okay, the door. So they're saying that sometimes people do it, as the Mishnah was giving a few examples, and in Rabbi Chiya's Tosefta, he also gave two or three examples. Okay, this is a bit of a problem, because in our version of the Tosefta, it only has mina grogrod and mina dvela. So I didn't look up. I actually, it would have been a good idea to look up, like in different nuschot of the Tosefta, if there's different versions. I only just saw a reference to it. I didn't have a chance to look it up. That in the Tosefta, it doesn't appear. And Rabbi Yeshaya also had like a book of Braitot he put together. And because Rabbi Chiya put together the Tosefta, Rabbi put together the Mishnah, and Rabbi Yeshaya had his own set of books, so he also gave two or three examples. Utsrichi. I actually had a thought that maybe it doesn't mean in this particular case. It means that Rabbi Chiya in his book sometimes put together two or three examples, and then it wouldn't be difficult that our Tosefta doesn't have it, because it didn't necessarily mean in this case they brought two to three examples. It could be they're talking generally, that this was a typical way that people did, you know, Mishnayot or Braito. Okay. Utsrichi. But still, even though they say people gave two or three examples, they still want to explain why you need them all. Utsrichi. Di itmar baha grogot udvela. Hatam hu da'amre Beit Shammai havi nazir mishum demichlefan ba'anavim. As you can see, that one could put figs and grapes in a similar category. So you can see, even though yesterday, what did we say? That you wouldn't really confuse them, right? But now they're saying, you can see that maybe somebody might confuse grapes and figs. And therefore, Beit Shammai said, in that case, it's going to be nazir. Because it could be he really meant anavim and accidentally said figs. Aval basar ba'anavim lo michlaf, but no one's going to confuse meat and grapes. Vi itmar basar, so let's say we just said basar, And then it would be clear that even in a case where it's so unlikely you're going to confuse them, Beit Shammai would say that you're a Nazir. So obviously in the other case, you wouldn't need the other case of the figs. So what's the reason? Aval basar banda, the Eidmar basar, if we just have basar, you might have thought, hacha hu da'amri Beit Shammai have a Nazir, bebisra v'chamra. Aval grogor d'vela, lo. Okay, so now we have the case, what if you just have basar? He says, hareini nazir, I'm going to be a nazir from not eating meat, right? Which again, we said has nothing to do with niziru. Nizirim aren't vegetarians. So why might you have thought that we would get confused in that? The guy would get confused and he really meant yayin. Can you figure out why? Because basar and yayin always go together, right? So what would you have thought? V'yidmar basar, hachahu da'amre Beit Shammai havi nazir. In that case, Beit Shammai said he really meant to accept nizirut, bebisra v'chamra, right? Because he meant basar and yayin. Aval grogrod u'dvela, lo, but grogrod and dvela, the dried figs, have nothing to do with anything having to do with nizirut. So therefore, you might have thought, there maybe Beit Shammai wouldn't think that you're a nazir. So kamash malan, that's why you needed both cases. Now we're going to need to explain. V'iit marhane tarate. If you had, okay, he says, hareini nazir from not eating figs. And he says, hareini nazir from not eating meat. So both those cases, we think you could have possibly confused those with grapes. Aval v'hanach tarate, ema mode luhu, sorry, I skipped something. Hanehu deka amre Beit Shammai. Aval delet, ema mode luhu lebeit Hillel. But you might have thought in the door case, where he says, if this door the door is as if it's saying, if I were to open, then you will be a Nazir. So there, that obviously has nothing to do with anything. V'itana delet, but now they're going to say that what? Beha ka'amre Beit Hillel. Ava b'hanach tarte, ema moduluhu lebeit Shammai, ka mashmalan. But with the delet, dafka, you would have thought the opposite. That you might have thought the dafka, in the delet case, that when it comes to the dvela and the grogrot, you might have thought people would get confused. So if you just have, focus on this, if you just have the delet case, where there's no issue of confusion, and Beit Hillel, now we're switching from Beit Shammai to Beit Hillel. What did Beit Hillel say there? You're not a Nazir, because you basically said nothing kashur to anything. But then what will we have thought? That when it comes to the grogrot, the figs, or it comes to the basar, that Beit Hillel might actually think you're a Nazir in those cases, because those cases could potentially be confused with actual Nazir, whereas the door case has nothing to do with anything. So therefore, Abavahanach Tarte, Ema Modulu Beit Shammai, you might have thought they would agree with Beit Shammai that you are a Nazir in the other cases. So Kamash Malan, that's why you need all the cases. This is a typical structure, by the way, that when we say you need it because there's a bigger chiddush, whenever you get stuck, then, well, there's a bigger chiddush in this one than that one, and you can't go the other direction, well, then you just flip sides, and you say, well, right, that was according to Beit Shammai, it's a bigger chiddush, but then according to Beit Hillel, it will be the exact opposite. So this happens often. Okay. Amar Rava. Now, Rava comes and says, when Rami Barham explained the Mishnah, remember what I said, the Mishnah says, let's just look back for a minute, if you say that this para said, Hareini Nizira'im Omedet Ani, if I stand up, I will be a Nazir, right? Now, what does it mean, a para being a Nazir? So Rami Rahama said, it must mean the para is saying, the guy will be a Nazir from my meat. Again, this is all what the guy is thinking in his head anyway, so obviously he's relating to himself and not to the cow actually speaking. And the para said, in his words, the para said, if I stand up. So Rami Rahama said, it doesn't mean if I stand up simply. It means if I stand up on my own. And if I can get up on my own, then everyone's going to be forbidden from my meat because basically I'm so great. You know, I was able to do it myself and therefore everyone's forbidden to my meat. So Rava says, I have a problem with what you said because it doesn't match the words in the Mishnah. Mi katane imam dame eleha. It doesn't say in the Mishnah, if I stood on my own. And therefore, he rejects his interpretation. Because it just says, imomederani. Imomederani means if I stand up. Whether I stand up because the guy helped me stand up, or whether if I stand up because I stood up on my own. So therefore, Rava says, I have a different way of reading this Mishnah. Ela amar Rava, kigon shaita para rivutza lefanav, ve'amar hare alai korban. This sounds a little similar to the way Rabbi Yehuda's interpretation, but obviously it's a little different. So now, what is he saying? The para can't stand up, And what does he say? If the para stands up on it, right, either on its own or because I help it get up, and the para eventually can get up, then what does he say? Hare alai korban. Now, from the way I saw the perushim, it's not really that he has to say the words hare alai korban, okay? But what he's saying, it's as if this para will be a korban for me, and what's the assumption? That I will bring it at the end of my nizirut. Now, we didn't really talk about the korban that you bring after the nizirut. We spoke about it a little bit. You don't bring a para after the nizirut. Okay, so again, what's the connection? You have to realize that they're struggling very much so with this mission. It's a very difficult mission to understand, talking cows, talking doors, what's going on. And they're trying to, I know you're coming in the middle like, what? And they're trying to figure out what could possibly the situation be. So they say there must be para. You think para? Oh, para connects with korban, right? There must be some connection to a korban. Now, there's a pasuk in Nazir where it talks about, one second, let me just find it, where it talks about here, korbano laHashem al nizro, okay, he brings the korban to Hashem on his nizirut, milvad asher tasig yado, in addition to whatever else, right? This is exclusive of anything else he can afford. Okay? Kifi nidro asher yidor ken yasel torat nizro. Which seems to imply that sometimes they would bring extra korbanot on their own. And that's what he's saying this para. This para would be brought as the extra korbanot that a nazir might potentially bring at the end of his nizirut. Okay. So, they've connected it somewhat to nazir. In which case he's saying, it's as if he's saying, not that I will be forbidden, my meat will be forbidden, right? He now gets out of the meat. We're not connecting the para to the meat of the para anymore, which is what we said last time. We thought to connect the meat with the wine, and then the wine would be the nazir. Now we're saying, no, we're connecting the para to the korban. Okay, everyone's looking at the mission trying to figure out, how can I associate this somehow with nazir? So one said, oh, wine is nazir, meat and wine go together. The other says, no, the para can be used for korban, and korban connects to nazir, even though there's no para brought for a nazir, but it could be he brought extra korban. So, then the Gemara says, well, bishlama para bat korban. This works very well with the para case, because the para can be brought as a korban. Ela delet bat korban hi, but the door case doesn't make any sense. What, you're going to say, I'm going to bring this door as a korban? Right? No such thing. Ela amar Rava, so they kind of interrupted Rava to say, what are you talking about? Like, this has nothing to do with, it very much explains the para case, but doesn't explain the delet at all. Ela amar Rava, kegon shaita para revutza lefanav, ve'amar hareini nazir miyayin im lo amda, ve'amda me'eleh. Okay, so now, what do we say? He says like this. Forget what I just said a minute ago. They change Rava. It can't be that we mean to connect the para to the korban. What are we saying? The para can't get up, right? The para is struggling. So what does he say? I'm going to be a nazir from wine. We add the word wine, which didn't appear in the Mishnah. It's funny. Rava was so concerned with, you know, Rabbi Brahma, it doesn't match the words of the Mishnah. It said Omed et Ani, and it doesn't say Omed et Meila. Now he starts to add all sorts of words. First of all, he says, Hareini nazir miyayin. Okay, so maybe you could say Hareini Nazir included, you know, from Yain. So in which case, this has nothing to do, by the way, with the previous Mishnah. Because he does say Yain, right? The previous Mishnah had, I'm a Nazir from eating figs, which has nothing to do with Nizirut, right? And Rami Barchava said, I'm a Nazir from eating meat. That's how he understood this Mishnah. He's saying, no, it has nothing to do with that. I'm a Nazir from Yain. But now he's changing it. The Mishnah said, Im Omedet Ani, Im Omedet Ani, right? And he says, Im Lo Amda. Okay, the opposite. He adds the word low. Okay? I'm a nazir if I don't stand up. Okay? If the para doesn't stand up. And the assumption is that what's the guy really saying? The opposite of Rami Brahma. If I don't stand up with, I think the assumption is... then it says she stood up on her own. That actually happens. But here, when he says im lo amda, right, I guess it could mean either which way. Right? Hainu jalohe amida. Right. Okay. He just says im lo amda. Okay? He doesn't specify. And then what happens? The para stands up on its own. So now the question is...
His assistant.
Right. So we're going to see that in a minute. So now they're going to say... Beit Shammai Savre, the whole question is, what did he intend when he said if it didn't stand? Okay? So, in the end, did the parah stand? Yes. But for what reason did the parah stand? On its own and not from the guy's help. So that's going to be the machloket Beit Shammai Beit Hillel. Beit Shammai Savre, turpe dahai gavra, mishum ukma biyadehu. Why did the guy bother saying this? Because he thought he was going to be able to do it, right? So he says, if I can't pick up this cow, then I will be a nazir. That's what he means by this, you know, by this Mishnah. Okay, this is how Rav is understanding the Mishnah. That the guy's saying basically it's the opposite of Rami Brahma, right? That if this cow, if I can't pick up this cow with my own hands, torpe means his intent. Okay, his intent when he made this statement was Mishum ukma biyadeh. He was hoping he could do it himself, and what he said is, if I can't do it, then I'm going to be a nazir. Veha lo ukma. And in the end, it's true the cow stood, but not having anything to do with what the guy did. So therefore, he failed, basically. And because he failed, he becomes a nazir, because he exactly said that. If I can't pick up this cow with my own hands, then I will be a nazir. So he becomes a nazir. Ubeit Hillel Savre, it wasn't about him. It wasn't an ego thing, right? Doesn't this sound a little like an ego thing, right? It wasn't an ego thing. What did he say? Mishum derevihu, because the animal was on the floor, crouched down, right? And because of that, the hakamat. And he actually, right, the cow stood up. The man didn't care whether he did it or whether the cow did it on its own. And therefore, that's the machloket Beit Shammai Beit Hillel. In which case, I just want to review. This has nothing to do with the previous mission. This is a whole different case. Okay? It has nothing to do with, did he mean to take on Nizirut and then take it back? Or did he say it in a way that had nothing to do with Nizirut because he said from figs and not from wine? According to this, he actually says, I'll be a Nazir from Yayin, like a full-fledged Nazir. I don't know if he even needed to say the words Miyayin. I think a point is that when he said Hareini Nazir, he meant a real Nazir from Yayin. And just, it was conditioned upon something happening. Okay? It was conditioned upon the cow standing up. And then the question is, when he conditioned it upon the cow standing up, did he mean, if I pick the cow up, right, or if I don't pick the cow up, or does it mean if the cow won't, was he really focusing on the cow itself about the cow standing up? And then it would be the same thing as the door. If the door opens up on its own, or if I open the door, and if I open the door myself, and let's say just the weather changed, right, and the door opens up because of the humidity, or, you know, change in humidity, and the door now opens, and it wasn't his doing. So again, it would be the same thing. And this, by the way, works much better with the door, because the door case otherwise was a little tricky, right? When you, the way Rami Brahma said it with the meat, also, like, where does the door fit in there? There's no meat on the door. And anyway. Okay, so now they say, Ihachi ema seifa. But then look at the seifa. What does the seifa say? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, right? Seifa is the second part of the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, af kishamru beit shamai, lo amru ela beomer hare alai korban. Para mika matpis bamidi. So now, one second. This question is that if you, one second. Right. If he's saying, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he understood the homachloka Beit Shammai Beit Hillel having to do with the fact that he says hare parazo alai korban, right? Now, that has absolutely nothing to do with this explanation. Because this explanation, right, the para has nothing to do with the korban, and we're not, he's not makdish the korban, the para, as a korban here. So this has nothing to do with it. So what's going on? So therefore they say, Ela kigon da amar hareini nazir mibsara im lo amda v'amda me'eleha. So now they're going to connect it back to the meat of the para, because they have to connect it, otherwise there's no, Rabbi Yehuda makes no sense. So now they say, I'm going to be a nazir from the meat of the para if it doesn't stand up. And then it stands up. So Beit Shammai Savre, Turpi Dahu Gavra, Mishum Ukma Biyadehu, Bahalo Ukma. Right, again, so Beit Shammai says his whole strength, right, it was all about him, the ego. And in the end, he didn't pick it up. Ubeit Hillel Savre, Turpi Dahu Gavra, Mishum Durevia, Bahakamat. Ubeit Hillel Savre, right, so again, Beit Hillel would say that it was, the whole intent was that it should get up, and it got up. So therefore, just one second, what's the difference according to this interpretation? If you say, Hareini Nazir Mibsara, So then it still connects with the old interpretation, right? Because if you say that, right. And what they're saying is, in the end, we're basically connecting him back to Rami Bar Chama. We do have to connect it with the meat, because otherwise, Beit Hillel makes no Rabbi Yehuda's interpretation makes no sense, that he's relating the meat of the para to becoming a korban. So therefore, it must be that according to Tanna Kamma, it is relating to the meat, but it's still relating to, did you take upon the zirut with meat? It's now a combination of the last Mishnah plus an added element. It's number one, the last Mishnah of the concept of you said Nazir, but you connected it to something that wasn't related to Nizirut. But it's also an issue of, did it stand on its own or did it not stand on its own? And therefore, you know, was your intent that I will help it to stand, or did that have nothing to do with your intent? So, okay, so now they say, Beit Hillel Savri, Elo Kamat Havi Nazir. Beit Hillel really thinks if it doesn't get, okay, so according to this, now you get to something interesting. According to this, what's Beit Hillel's reasoning? Not what we said before, because lo mit nadev kederach hamit nadvim, but what's the issue, right? That he said it in a very strange lashon, right? Because he included meat and not wine. That's not the issue. The issue is that the assumption was he wanted this parah to stand up. He didn't care whether he did it or whether it didn't. So if he says, I will be a nazir from the meat, right? Even though, whatever, put the meat aside. If it didn't stand up and the parah actually stands up, so Beit Hillel says you're not a Nazir. But what's the obvious assumption of this? That what if it didn't stand up? According to that, Beit Hillel would say you're a Nazir. And how could that be? Because Beit Hillel says, you said Basar, it doesn't make any sense. So here they're saying, Beit Hillel Savri Elo Kamat Havi Nazir. So would Beit Hillel hold according to this? What you're saying is that if it doesn't get up, it would be a Nazir. V'ha'amre mi b'sara lo havi Nazir. Right? And didn't we say that Beit Hillel holds that if you connected Nizirut to something that has nothing to do with Nizirim, right, like me, you're not a Nazir. So that doesn't make any sense. So what do they say? This is just like we answered yesterday. L'tal mayu d'Beit Shammai ka'amre. They weren't talking l'shitatam. In other words, Beit Hillel holds no matter what, you wouldn't be a Nazir, right? Once you add the word basar, and you have to remember, this is all, we're getting into, this is all based on the Rava's interpretation, right? Rava said that this case is a case where he said Nazir, he added the word Mibsara, right? And Im Lo Amda, right? If the cow doesn't stand up. So what did we say, right? This Machloket Beit Shammai Beit Hillel, based on what was his intent? Was it about me causing it? Or was it about it standing in general, right? Beit Hillel says it's standing in general. So if the cow gets up on its own, by itself, then as long as the cow got up, right, then there's no nizirut because you said, I'm only going to be a nazir if it doesn't stand up. Beit Shammai says, no, he meant if I stand it up, right? If I cause it to stand up, and because I caused it, I did not cause it to stand up, therefore, im lo amda, the condition was fulfilled, in which case, he is a Nazir, right? Now, according to this, Beit Hillel says, right, it's all based on what he, right? But according to this, Beit Hillel would say that if it actually never stood up, the cow, then he would be a Nazir. And how could that be? Because of this mibsara. You follow? Beit Hillel in general holds if you connect it to something that has nothing to do with it, lo nadev kederach hamit nadvim, you're not a Nazir. So what are the answer? That when we explain Beit Hillel this way, according to Rava, he was only saying that Beit Hillel would agree in any case like this where you say Nazir mibsara, he wouldn't be a Nazir. He's only saying that Beit Shammai, I disagree with you about this point. According to you, you think that when he said im lo amda, he meant it was an ego thing, it was all about him causing it, and I disagree with you about that, and I think that you would agree with me, that you should agree with me, that if l'shitatcha, according to you, Beit Shammai, this case should also not be a Nazir. That's, if the cow stood up on its own, then that should be a fulfillment of the tonight, im lo amda. Because I don't think it's an ego thing. I don't think it was all about him causing it to stand up. I think it was about the cow standing up in general. So now we'll read that inside. So what does he say? L'tamayu de Beit Shammai kamre. Okay, so he was talking l'shitat Beit Shammai. L'didan, according to me, afilu lo kama nami lo habi nazir. No matter what, it won't be a nazir. Whether it gets up, it doesn't get up, right? Because even if it doesn't get up, that's not a typical way of taking upon naziru by adding the basar. But l'didchu, according to you, da'amaritu, havi nazir, that you think this would be a nazir case if the cow actually didn't get up, okay? So, right, everyone agree, right? Beit Shammai, Beit Hillel says, l'shitatcha, if the cow doesn't get up, it won't be a nazir, right? Then you would be a nazir. But, odu li miha, but agree with me in this case, diturfe dahaden gavra, the intent of this guy was mishum diravia. He just wanted the cow to get up. The hakama, and the cow actually did get up. So it doesn't matter whether the cow got up because of the guy or the cow got up because of itself. Okay? No matter what, the cow got up. So therefore, you should agree with me that in this case, once the cow stands, that's already not a fulfillment of the condition, im lo amda. Ubeit Shammai, and Beit Shammai just disagrees and says, lav torfei tahai gavra mishum ukma biyadehu v'halo ukma. Okay, actually, I should read it differently. Lav torfei tahai gavra mishum ukma biyadehu. Lav here means not no, it means, is it not? Is it not the whole intent of the guy was because he wanted to do it himself, and he didn't? And therefore, that's not a fulfillment of the Tanai. Right, im lo amda, right, it didn't actually stand. Im lo amda, in the end, this cow is considered it didn't stand, because it didn't stand because of the guy's koch. Okay, and therefore, in that case, Beit Shammai would say a nazir. So they're explaining here, the machloka Beit Shammai Beit Hillel is only lefishitat Beit Shammai. That's within Beit Shammai's opinion, they disagree. But Beit Hillel, no matter what, would say it's never a nazir in this kind of a case. So again, just to summarize, we had this very strange Mishnah about a cow talking and a door talking and saying, if I don't get open, then I will be a nazir. And what did we in the end say? That it's really the person talking. Obviously, we knew that all along, and it was the person's intent. And the question is, was his intent to say, according to Rami Bar Chama, that he's going kind of into the cow's mind and saying, if the cow could pick himself up, then I will be a nazir. And as if the cow picks himself up on its own, then I will be a nazir from Basar. And then we get into the Machlok of Echam Beit Hillel from the previous Mishnah, and then we just explain why we need the previous Mishnah and this Mishnah, because each one is a Chiddush. And it just goes into the typical, if you say Nazir, mi Basar, did you mean to say, I'm a Nazir? And then you say, oh, well, I don't really want to be a Nazir, so I'm just saying for meat. But Beit Shammai says there's no way to do that. Once you take on Hekdesh and Nizirut, you take it upon, and there's no way to go back. Or Beit Hillel, who says you can't take upon something in a way that is totally...
Doesn't exist.
Right. There's no such thing as nazir with meat, and therefore it doesn't work at all. That was Rami Bar Chama. And Rava says, no, I don't think that's the way, because it doesn't say imam dam me'eleha in the Mishnah. So therefore he adds his own words to the Mishnah, has his own interpretation, said it must be im lo amda. And then it's just a question, what did he mean when he said im lo amda? Is it that he meant, if I don't pick it up myself, the guy meant, or he just meant in general, if the cow doesn't stand up? And then it becomes a condition, right? If this happens, then, right, if this doesn't happen, then I will be a nazir. So, well, no matter what, it's a condition. And then, right, and then the Gemara couldn't really work it out with the delicate, so they said it must be he added the words mibsara. So then it kind of connects with the other machloket also. So we still have the machloket, shelo nedev kederach ha-mitnadvim, versus you can't do shela b'nizirut, you can't go back on your word. But within Beit Shammai, if you can't go back on your word of this mibsara, and therefore you would be a nazir, we're going to have a machloket whether what the guy intended when he said im lo amda. Did he mean, if I don't pick it up, but if it goes up by itself, then that's still, in other words, if it doesn't stand up, then I will be a nazir. So what did he mean? If I didn't stand it up, but if it stood up by itself, then I'll still be a nazir. Or did he just mean if it doesn't stand up at all on its own? And the whole idea, again, this goes back to lots of things we've discussed, which is what was the guy's intent when he said something? What did he mean? And what was he thinking?
Which
we never really know.
Because Rabbi Huda says that his intent was that he was going to use
the animal as a korban.
Right. None of this works. I don't understand how he fits in then.
Because the basar, we're saying the basar is not going to be a basar korban of nazir. Again, according to the typical explanation of of, again, not the Rambam, let's say, of the way the Rambam, but Rabbi Yehuda, not the Fiyah Rambam, that it would be the meat of this para is not going to make me a Nazir, but I'm going to be forbidden to eat the meat of the para. So that's how it works. But the whole question is, was the Tanai fulfilled or not? That's still a machloka within Rabbi Yehuda.
So you just take the Nazir component back.
These are like two separate components. There's the Nibsara component, which is, can you take upon the Zirut with meat? And Rabbi Yehuda will say, even Beit Shammai, who says you can, doesn't really mean you can take upon the Zirut. He just means that the meat will be forbidden. You were taking on a neder of Isser.
Like
meat will be forbidden. Exactly. But then the question becomes, even to leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, what did you mean with this condition? And then you added this condition. Was the condition fulfilled or not? What was your intent in making this condition? Was it all about you, or was it just that the cow would stand?
Okay.
So then it becomes a machlok, you know, again, the Beit Shammai, Beit Hillel, again, only a leave it to Beit Shammai. Only if you think that there's actually something to be said for the first part, do you even have a discussion on the second part.
Correct.
Whereas Beit Hillel thinks there's nothing to be said about the first part. There's no such thing as Nazir Mibasar, so we just erase this entire thing. This case doesn't exist. But when Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai argue here, they're arguing according to Beit Shammai, who thinks that the first part exists. So then the whole question is there a condition or is there not a condition?
So according to Rabbi Yehuda, because the first set doesn't really exist, Beit Hillel, it's really...
Right.
You don't need that whole last part of
exactly.
the Gemara, because you don't have to think about what Beit Shammai says,
right.
because you don't have the whole Nazir component.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.